Good morning, Rebbe. We're continuing with the halachas of being kaveh the mezuzah, siman yud zayin. Eizam okam kviyasa. So where do you put the mezuzah? So he's going to say a few points of where to place the mezuzah. So the first one is besar chalal haPesach. He puts it, has to put it within the door frame, within the area which becomes the access point where the door would be placed. That's chalal haPesach, within the space of the door frame is framing. And number one, number two, it should be betefach hasam alachutz. The mezuzah should be placed as close as possible towards the outside of the room that you're placing the mezuzah on, or the house you're placing the mezuzah on. This way, as it were, more of the house is within, is being guarded by the mezuzah. The mezuzah is placed towards the outside. So the person is coming in, the mezuzah is immediately there, so everything is behind the mezuzah. The mezuzah acts as a protective measure for what's behind it. So you want to have the mezuzah as close as possible, tefach hasam alachutz, within the first tefach, near the outside. B'tchila shlish ha'elyon shel gavra hashar. And the height, so we've discussed where in the width of the doorway do you place it. How high up do you place it on the doorway? So if you take the doorway and you divide the doorway into three sections, you divide it into thirds, you want to place the mezuzah on the bottom point of the upper third. So let's say, for argument's sake, so your doorway was 9 feet high, so you would divide it into three sections. So from the floor till the end of 3 feet is the first section, from there till the end of 6 feet is the second section, and from there till the lintel on top, which is 9 feet tall, is the third section. So you would be placing this 3 feet from the top. At the beginning of that 3 foot section, you would place it, the mezuzah, which means all of the mezuzah has to be above the bottom two thirds. All of the mezuzah has to be above the bottom two thirds. Now we'll see later on in a case where the doorway is a very large opening and it's very tall. So putting mezuzah by shlish ha'elyon would be putting it way up and beyond where people can notice the mezuzah. We said before that the mezuzah should be nicker and obvious to people that you're placing the mezuzah there, because it's supposed to act as a reminder about our etc. So about the avodah that we have for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that being said, you cannot put it up too high. So we put it at shoulder height. So why do we put it only on the shlish ha'elyon? So the Torah writes about putting on tefillin, the Torah writes about putting up a mezuzah. It juxtaposes the two points. Makshirah tefillin begay b'shal zroah, just like tefillin go on the, you don't put it by the elbow, you have to move in a little bit to the part of the, where the muscle is, which raises it, makes it visible, it makes it higher up, as it were, on the arm. Af mezuzah, big guy, so the mezuzah also has to be on the upper part. But if a person put it further up, that's still kosher, as long as it's not within the last tefach before the mashkev, that's already too high. If I'm figuring out where to place it, it's better to place it further up rather than lower down. So once I get past that tefach immediately adjacent to the roof, which is too high, and anything that from there down is where you put the mezuzah, it's preferred to put it higher up rather than lower down, according to this opinion. If it's a very tall doorway, so you place it, the mezuzah should be parallel to where a person's shoulder height, where a person's shoulder is. You can't put it all the way up to the point that it's difficult to notice. If a person puts it lower than shlish elyon, the halacha is that it's possible. Fine. So that's the points we're saying so far that we've discussed. You put it in, within the halal of the Pesach. You put it within the as close as possible to the outside within the first tefach, and you put it above the measurement of shlish elyon, the upper third. You place it somewhere in the upper third. And now we're going to discuss the halachas of right and the right side of the left side, Mr. Shem, tomorrow. Meanwhile, have a good day.